Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, all my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. I say praise the Lord, everybody. And everybody, praise the Lord. We're certainly glad, amen, to be here again, amen, on this day, Saturday edition of Lively Stones Ministry. Amen. We greet you in the name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If it have not been for the Lord, how many know this morning? If it have not been for the Lord, for who was on your side through all these years as going through, amen, waking up each morning, going into a world of not expecting what to happen, but God, amen, put a hedge of protection around you, amen, that you arose one more time. Amen. And one more time to call upon the name of the Lord. That's why you should offer up to thee the sacrifices of thanksgiving. The Bible souls declare. Amen. Psalms 116 and 17. And I will call upon the name of the Lord, that I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Ain't you excited this morning to be among the living and not among the dead? Amen. That God have allowed you to see one more day. Glory to God. A day that wasn't even much promised to you, but through the mercies, amen, of God, the love, kindness, and the multitude, amen, of his tender mercies. And come on here, and his mercies is new every morning. What this mean? This mean that you got another chance to get it right before God. Amen. To call upon him and seek him while he may be found, and call upon him while he's near. Amen. Jesus said that your redemption draws near. Amen. Knowing that all these things that is about to pass and coming to pass in this world. Amen. But he said in his word, fear not, for I'm with thee whithersoever thou goest. Well, we certainly thank God, amen, for our time of being here. This is Lively Stones Ministry with the minister Ezekiel Jones. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for Sister Karen here this morning of Hidden Places, that voice that you hear, amen, Sister Karen Hubbard. Amen. We thank God, amen, diligently for her endeavors, amen, to continue to please, amen, the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for you, and especially you, our radio listening audience, amen, out there on this morning. How can they hear without a preacher? Amen. And you have your listening ears on to hear, amen, what God have saying and what God is saying in this hour to his people. Yeah, please God to call you his people. By the way, God love you this morning. We just come by to tell somebody, amen, about the goodness of God and how God is good. Amen. And God have allowed you to enter into his presence one more time. God have allowed you to enter into his thanksgiving. God have allowed you to enter into his abundance of mercy and his abundance of love this morning. That is reason to get excited all by itself. Praise God, for whom all blessings flow. Glory to God. And I'm going to give him some praise now while I have life in my body. What about you this morning? Give God his honor. Give God his due right now. Give him his glory right now while you can call upon him right now. Seek him right now, for this is the acceptable time, saith God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for one more day, O God, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it, O God, that you have gave us the garment of salvation, have covered us with the robe of righteousness, O God. And for this cause, O Lord, we lift you up. We magnify your name now. We're glorified fire you, O God, now, O Lord. You have been, O God, our strong tower. You have been our refuge, O God. And from day to day that we will show forth thy salvation, that I will take upon myself the cup of salvation. I will call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, have your way in the midst of your people right now, O God. You know what your people is in need of right now, O Lord, as they listening right now, O Lord, on over the airways right now, O God. You know what they're suffering with, God. You know their trials. You know their shortcomings, O God. You know what they're dealing with, O God, on an everyday basis right now, O God. O Lord, let them have a mind and a heart to reach out, O Lord, and launch out into the deep, O God, and call upon you. O call upon you who is the Messiah. Call upon you, O God, that we can do this thing, this good fight of faith right now, God. Oh, Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the honor and the praises. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I'm just so overwhelmed, amen, on this morning. Amen. How many know it's always a blessing to knowing that you're saved and knowing that you're living a life of honorability unto God, and knowing that you're living a God-fearing life, and knowing that you're not alone in this so much of a diverse or a disposition of a world that we live in, and this perverse nation that we're living in, and the world cares about its own. But Jesus said that I have overcome the world. So as I have overcome the world, be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. This means be joyful anyway, despite what it looked like, despite what you're going through in your life. Amen. Be joyful anyway because you got the Spirit of God that dwelleth on the inside of you. You might don't have everything that you want right now, but come on here. You have everything that you need. Amen. And God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Glory to God. El Shaddai. Amen. That he's sufficient unto all the people, all the things unto his people needs. God will supply it all. Only thing you need to be is good, be of good courage and understand that he is the Alpha and the Omega. Understand that he is the first and the last. Understand that he is the beginning and the end. Understand that he is, which was, and which is become the past, the present, glory to God, in the future. I know God will prevail. Be in good courage. Be of good courage this morning. Be of good cheer, amen, on this morning, because you're fighting, amen, a winning battle. You're not fighting a losing battle. Once you come over to the Lord's side, you have done something. You have made a proclamation, amen, unto the Lord. And for God, you have allowed God to come into your life and to lead you and to guide you and direct you. Don't matter what you have done in your life. God mercies is new every morning. Glory to God. It's the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's doing. When someone going through something in their life and you're looking for some type of answer, and you're looking why you came through a situation unscathed. It's God's doing that brought you from where you at right now, as some fiery trial or some things of coincidence that happened to you. Amen. God have allowed you to be where you at right now, at this moment right now, that you're listening in your car, listening in your home, listening, amen, in your office or in your workplace, listening in jail, in prison, wherever you may be, amen, right now. It's God have brought you, amen, and put you in a place, amen, that he can deal with you on one-on-one basis. Somebody have called upon the name of the Lord, and God have delivered you out of some bad situations in your life because of poor decisions in your life. But some type of way, glory to God, you still have life in your body to call upon God. Amen. Right now, even as what you're going through in your life right now, but some kind of way you have fell back, some kind of way you have went back into doing things of old. and situations just begin to creep into your life once again, and you're losing the inner strength what you have gained. Glory to God. And God said there shall be no other gods before him. We talked a little bit about that last week about what is the temple of God, agreement does the temple of God have with idols. The temple of God have no agreement with idols because there's only one and true living God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is Lord of all, through all, in you all. But you are calling one hope and one body of your calling for that one hope. And that one hope of that calling is for you to magnify and to continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And Jesus said that, know that that your redemption draws near. It draws near. Because things, people of God, situations is unfolding itself. Prophecies are being fulfilled now. Men are, you know, love of themselves, idolatry, craftiness, cunningness, lasciviousness, selfishness, evilness, fornication, but not living the life that God will want us to live to obtain the mercies of God. We're over in the book of 1 Kings, the 18th chapter, and we're at the point of where Elijah, the prophet of the Lord, was sent out to do a work for God. And King Ahab was a king of the northern kingdom of Israel. But he was brought up in a place where when he walked before the Lord, he walked before the Lord evilness. And he got caught up in Balaam and worshiping idol gods. And the Bible says, declare, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. Be not equally yoked with them. To separate yourself, to come out from among them. And he took upon himself to marry a woman by the name of Jezebel. And Jezebel was the daughter of Balaam. And so the situation occurred where when you indulge yourself or when you correlate yourself or have a connection with something that be not of God, you know that there's a God, and you know and you have heard of other people's testimonies and how God have delivered and how God have showed up and shown himself from time and time again. And the only reason why Ahab got to be king because of his predecessor. And that was appointed for his father when his father had died. So he began to be king of the northern kingdom of Israel. And see, when man appoints you to something, it's an honor. But at the same time, it's not as God appointing you to something. See, God is a God that cannot fail and will not fail. And a God of sovereignty and a God of love and pureness and undefiled, a God of appointed time and the anointing that you will come out as pure gold. So when Ahab began to reign in his time, and he was the king of the northern kingdom of Israel for 22 years, and he conspired against the Lord, and his wife Jezebel, they took the prophets and they killed them. But Elijah, the man of God, stood his ground and began to tell Ahab, because the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah. And he went and meet him because Elijah was coming to see Ahab directly. And when he came to see him directly, there was a man by the name of Obadiah came and saw him. The Bible souls declare that Obadiah feared the Lord. He feared the Lord because when they split up, him and Ahab and Obadiah, they split up. They went one way because there was a famine in the land. And Obadiah saw the man of God coming and said, begin to worship him, say the man of God. But Obadiah feared the Lord, and Obadiah was with the Lord. Even a lot of times when you eat much with the enemy and doing some things, you know, because when we in this world and we're around a lot of folk that is not the way we are, as far as we know the Lord, and you know, we sanctified and we have gave our life unto God, and we're living this life. We walk in the walk and we talk in the talk, but yet though we be around a lot of evilness, lasciviousness. We be around a lot of language that we don't care for, but still that don't persuade us to fall back into the things or be partakers of another one sin. We still stand firm on who we serve in the Lord. See, to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. And a person that is a weak folk, you know, and in order for you to build up your faith in the Lord, you have to seek him daily. And then you can go and minister, or you can go and witness, or, you know, be not unequally yoked. You have to separate yourself from among them. And then God said that I'll be your God and you'll be my people. So Obadiah began to do the work of the Lord, where he hid the 100 prophets in a cave and he split them up 50 by 50. And the Bible so declares he fed them with bread and water. He took care of the merchandise of God, even though he was working, doing the work for somebody who wasn't pleasing in the eyes of the Lord. A lot of times when we're living our life and we're going through a daily process with the Lord and we're serving him, we can't get caught up in a lot of rigmarole and a lot of foolishness where we begin to allow things to come before God. Because even though the famine was in the land and the appointed time was Elijah was to go to see Ahab. And Elijah asked them a question of the people of Israel. See, the people of Israel suffered for this because they know better. Because they have seen God show up from time and time again. And you mean to tell me you have, amen, the audacity to want to serve another God and you're no better. See, a lot of times we be at the mercy point where we done been through something in our life and we don't know nowhere else to turn, and we done been in some rehab rehabilitations. We have been incarcerated. We have been evicted from our homes. We have lost everything we had, but some kind of way we begin to cry out to the Lord, and God have picked us up and put us back and put our feet upon a rock. A glory to God, and then you begin to praise him. Your intentions are right before God, but at some point you fall right back into the same thing that hindered you from the beginning. The Bible said you did run well. So what hindered you that you shall not obey the truth? We have to call upon a greater source than yourself and don't get caught up in worshiping something that cannot deliver, worshiping something that my soul cannot be saved, because I'm going to have to give an account for everything that I have done in my body, whether it been good or bad. The Bible souls declare in Colossians 3:1, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, with Christ in God. Set your mind and your affections on things above. And mortify, therefore, the deeds that is in this body. Because the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Romans 8:10. And the fact of the matter is, when you're gonna cause God to show his power, because the Israelites was looking unto Baal, and Elijah said, how long shall you halt in between two opinions? There's no in between. Either you're on the Lord's side or you're on Satan's side. You can't drink from the cup of the Lord and the cup of devil's stew. The Bible souls declare that a man, double-minded man, is unstable in all his ways. And once you make a decision that you're going to serve God and that you sold out for God, see, here lies the problem. We need to understand that there's only one and true living God. And let my conversation be of God. Because, you know, a lot of times people is pertaining to be that they know the Lord, but I know you. The Bible says declare you'll know them by the fruits that they bear. To greet one another in the name of the Lord. You know, I called somebody on last week, and I'm the type of person that having a zeal for God. And when I call you on the phone, one of the first things I would say, praise the Lord, because that's who I am. I'm a believer, and I'm talking to another believer. I didn't get a praise the Lord back. See? See, that to me, God do the judging. You know who you are in God. You know where you're slacked in God. You know what you can tighten up in God. Just tighten up the bolts, tighten up the screws a little bit more. And don't never forget where God has brought you from. And the Bible souls declare when Elijah, amen, the God that answered by fire, and he began to, amen, be in a sense of mockery towards them. Say, maybe your God is asleep. Maybe he's taking a nap. Call louder. See, because we know what our God can do. Once you have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of you, and because the Bible says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're not none of his. And back in the Old Testament day, the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. But now we have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of us. So if the Spirit of God is dwelling on the inside of the believer, the inside of the child of God, I do the minds and the things, and I have been receptible to God in my heart to allow God to come into my heart, that I can be separated for something that can have me baffling, something that can have me detour, something that can get my eyes off God, that I stay before the Lord. Glory to God. that I meditate upon his word day and night. That I have my mind fixed and my mind regulated and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And we know the story that the God that answered by fire and God allowed it to rain in Israel. Glory to God, because God wants to show his power, not just with a little bit of meat that was on the sacrifice. God wants to show his power in an abundance of array because he's God. God have done enough already. He already had laid the foundation. What more can he do? He allowed you to see, amen, on this day. He allowed you when you was going through something in your life, something so drastic in your life, turbulence in your life, distress, despair in your life, trouble on every side in your life. But to keep your mind regulated on God. See, Ahab married Jezebel. See, and a lot of times when you call yourself mixing and matching something that is not from God, either they're going to win you over or you're going to win them over. That's why the Bible say, be careful for nothing. And we must be careful, people of God, of for the time that we're living in right now, to try the Spirit by the Spirit and see if the Spirit is of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world and God will have no other God before him. And people is praising the creature rather than the creator. Elohim, the internal creator. Glory to God. El Roha, God sees everything. The sovereignty of God and God seeking for them true worshipers to worship him because he is a spirit. And those, the Bible so declare, and those who worship him, they must worship him in spirit and in truth. We thank God, amen, for you listening on this morning. We certainly hope that something that we said that the Lord have ministered to you on today in this hour, such as the time of this. And we need God more and the more. You need to wake up with the praises of God on your lips, amen, and be sincere in your heart. You know, Jesus said, these people praise me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. It's the heart where God is captured. It's the mind. You get your mind and your affection. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, the strong hand of God, by the way. Come on here. He brought him out with a mighty hand and a scratched out arm. It's the right. He ain't tell him to sit on the left hand, the left side. Sit on the right side, on the right hand of the all-knowing, all-powerful God, who is able to deliver up out of every situation. And if he don't deliver, we know he's able. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of God. Blessed be the name of the mercies of God. His grace, his everlasting, internal, amen, power. Amen. It is God, amen, that is in you, and you live and move and have your being, your everyday life. Amen. That's God living and moving in you and having your being, amen, having his being in you, inside of you. Glory to God. That you're able to do, amen, the things that you're able to do. Glory to God. People of God, let's just be reminded. The kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violence take it by force. I'm not going to let Satan come and destroy what God have already built up. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.